The Courtship Gift, Act 1, Scene 2, Toy.
I am alone, in the small room at the top floor of the storehouse, close to the harbor that belongs to my mistress. From the only window, I have a view of the sea that will carry me to my death. It is calm and deep blue under a cloudless sky, from which the mild rays of the benevolent sun shine upon our world, giving life and warmth to all its creatures. These are a few days of rest for me, to recover from the ordeal, from which my whole body still aches, before, recuperated, I will embark on my journey. On our last day together, my mistress has explained her plan to me, and told me all that I'll have to know and to do to help her win her wish with the cannibal princess, and thus to prove myself worthy of the honor of having been chosen to give my life for her. And after having given me the instructions for my death, my mistress in her generous kindness summoned a new toy girl, smooth skin, lithe, and graceful of movement and demeanor, and made passionate love with her, in front of my eyes, calling her the joy of her eyes, her lips, and her love cup. It was hard for me to suppress my tears, which of course I'm never allowed to shed in front of my mistress, when I saw the affection she showed for this other toy, but I understood that she did it to comfort me, so that, setting out on my mission, I would not be troubled by thoughts of how she might miss me once I had died for her. And then, in her final act of kindness to prepare me for my mission, and to help me not to fail from inexperience, when having to gallantly bear the suffering, which will inevitably prelude my death, she ordered me to be brought to the storehouse, and here to be tortured and raped for 3 days without intermission, by a skilled torturess, who knew how to inflict pain, while avoiding to cause serious damage, and by all the male slaves and laborers at her command, brawny men with huge sexual appetites, few opportunities to satisfy them, and little restraint when such an opportunity was offered to them. Their penises, hundreds, one after the other, and often two or three at the same time, entered my mouth, my vagina, my anus, while others spilled their sperm all over my face and my body, and hands forcefully groped my breasts, my arms, my legs, my butt, and my sides. I have led a sheltered life as my mistress's toy, subject to her whims and occasional cruelties, when she needed to vent some frustration or deal with bouts of bad mood, but also protected by her, for she is not the one who is prone to wantonly destroy her property. Not used to severe, overwhelming pain, and never having been ordered to perform, nor having particularly longed for sexual encounters with members of the male sex, I was close to being broken by these sexual assaults and the tortures, and the near unbearable agony they caused, but I held on to my knowledge that I suffered as a service to my mistress, that I had to gain strength from my sufferings, which I would need to bravely bear pain that would be far worse in the pursuit of her plan. And these thoughts of my mistress and her need for me helped me to survive this ordeal, in body and mind, which she had ordered for my benefit in her generosity. Looking out of the window and across the sea in the direction away from the midday sun, when I strain my eyes, I think I can see a tiny speck in the far distance, where haze blurs the line at which the blue of the sea merges with the blue of the sky. And this speck, if it is real and not just my imagination, would be the island of the cannibal princess, to which I would travel tomorrow at sunrise, when the winds would be favorable. I will board a vessel, a seaworthy ship with a sail on a deck that spans two narrow hulls, a ship that belongs to my mistress, which sets out on a trading mission to one of the remote islands of the archipelago. And this ship will carry me until we get close enough to the island of my destination, and at that point, at the discretion of the ship's captain, I will be thrown into the water naked, and a wooden board with me, upon which I will climb, to paddle with my arms, so that before my strength is exhausted, and before the darkness of the night covers the sea, I will reach the shore of the island, at the one point where it is accessible, and there, being met by the island's guardians, I will reveal to them my mission, petition them to let me meet the princess, so that I can let her know that I have come on behalf of my mistress, who desires her more than anything else, and who sends, as proof of her affection, and to argue her case, me, her toy, as her courtship gift. I know I will die, as meat to be eaten, after much pain and abuse, far away from my mistress, but dying for her, and by her orders, privileged to have been chosen. What more could a slave girl, a toy full of love for her mistress, wish for in life, and desire from death?